gravel surface to the county road, but basically they wouldn't have the shoulders and a much smaller ditched area in places. The applicant has argued that the existing county maintained road leading to the roadway easement does not currently have shoulders and also does not have consistent ditches constructed in compliance with the road standards due to topographic considerations. The roadway easement in question traverses property owned by Buster's Old Time Photos LLC. The owners of this adjacent property have expressed a great deal of concern regarding the use of the roadway easement by Treetown. It is my understanding that all parties are a little uncertain of the exact location of the existing roadway within the existing easement. The staff therefore recommends that should the variance request be approved, that a condition be placed upon the approval requiring the applicant to have the easement in question surveyed by a surveyor licensed in the state. On this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this, or if the Taney County Board of Adjustment, approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a variance from the 50-foot wide, 50, approval of a variance from the 50-foot, I have to make some corrections, I apologize, from the 50-foot width requirement, allowing for the existing 40-foot wide easement to be utilized as access into Treetown. Second, approval of a variance from the Taney County Road Standards, allowing for the roadway in question to be constructed without shoulders and in some areas with a lesser ditched area. Three, the location of the 40-foot wide existing road easement shall be surveyed by a surveying professional licensed in the state of Missouri. Fourth, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Road Standards. And fifth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a couple of brief videos. The first one's just a current video when we went out and posted the sign. This is the roadway, the existing roadway in question. And in the other video, basically we drive the entire road into the property. It's not too long. It's about a minute and a half or so. It is my understanding that the applicant has made some improvements over what the roadway was at one time.
Before or after this, Bob?
Prior to this.
So we're not sure this is a survey, the road is proper surveyed? And
we're really not. There's an easement description on this property, but it's somewhat of a vague description. It just talks about the existing roadway. And so there's been some uncertainty as to where it lies within the easement.
So we're driving on property that's not belong to the applicant.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
And currently that's a 20-foot wide gravel road?
I'd say it's a little less than 20 feet. I know the applicant could probably tell you exactly in different areas, but I think it's currently a little less than 20 feet. And the applicant's property, you could probably point out exactly. I know we're close now to the applicant's actual property there.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Any questions for Bob at this point? Members of the board? Hearing none, we're going to call Kelly Lundgren up. And first, would you both come up? I'd like to swear you both in, and then we'll have Kelly speak. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Kelly?
I'm Kelly Lundgren. I'm a partner with Elena. We've bought this property to build 18 tree houses. The current road is 16 feet wide. It narrows down to 12. The Buster's old time photos would not give us additional 10 foot of easement. There is some pretty steep terrain on the south side, and there is a lot of rock on the north. I've already marked, since that video was done, I've actually been working that road. I've got it widened to a good 16 foot. I've marked it out to 24 foot wide on all the tree removals and talked with the owners about the road improvements, which they're not opposed of. They're just opposed of the wider easement. So as far as widening the road and working the road, that is not so much of a concern. So I would like to continue with our project and build the road, just because the county road that comes in has only a 40-foot easement. And so that road right down there, it has only a 40-foot easement. It is 20 foot wide, and there's no shoulders. And there's very little ditch on the north side at times, and it's pretty steep on the south side. If it wasn't for the trees that was growing there, it would be a little hairy. I mean, it's a ways down because it's all downhill grade. So I would like to build it at 20 foot wide, put a ditch on the north side when I can, as much as possible, and on the south side, just let that, as it is right now, just goes down into that valley. So I think that's very possible to do, just as the county has done coming into the existing road. I think where the two roads would meet, there's a curve there, and I think with that shed, there's a little, they have a cabin there, and there are some concerns on where that easement is that meets that intersection there, and to try to do anything there, it could pose safety issues with that cabin and their sheds right there. That's the problem. If we went with a 50-foot easement, tying those two properties, that the two easements in right there in that road, that would be a pretty concern, because there's no stop signs or yield signs with the two driveways there. So we would like to see about doing something like that in the future, putting a stop sign on that easement coming off of our property going on the county road just for our guests to stop, because of the driveway to the north that serves the residents up there. So
this,
you bet. Are you finished with your part of the presentation?
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes,
sir. You will be the one maintaining this road?
Yes, I already have.
From now on, even though Buster's photo?
I've already made significant road improvements out there, grading that road. It was so potholed and rutted when we moved in there. It was, you couldn't go five miles an hour. You can go about 15, 20 now. In fact, I dragged it again today after rain. So I'm continuing maintaining that and working it. And they don't oppose that. I mean, because we're the only ones that use it through their property. They don't use that road at all. There's no access to their property other than coming into our 40 acres there. So
the event center that you have, is that for like wedding receptions and weddings?
That's a three-year plan. I mean, we broke this up into three phases, and that's we talked about that. That's more Elena's portion to deal with, but that's the last of the phase that we would do for our guest. It'd be for guests to have events there. It's not to outside people to come in and have an event. We want to provide that in the future as the dining hall, event center, things like that, if people want to gather and of that nature. So
would you agree to do the survey?
So yes.
We all would know where the road would be.
Yes.
The landowner that owns the property.
Yes.